Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time in Salt Lake City, Utah, soon to be St. George, Utah. And I want to introduce you to a new friend. Joe Jennings is the owner of Bit and Spur Restaurant, along with another restaurant called Painted Pony. He and his partners own these two restaurants, and Joe has agreed to join us today to talk a little bit about the restaurant business. Do you know anything about it? Are you interested in the restaurant business? Would you like to know how easy it is to be in the restaurant business? It's probably pretty easy to be in the restaurant business, but it's probably not so easy to stay in the restaurant business. We're going to get Joe to tell us about that. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. What do you think about what I just said? It's not so hard to get in the restaurant business, but it's kind of hard to stay in the restaurant business.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what everybody, we all hear that I think 90% of restaurants that open up are closed within a year. So it's probably true that it's easy to get in, but it's hard to stay in.
Why is that?
Well, huh, boy, that's a tough question to answer. I think that people just have, people don't realize the amount of work that it takes to get one going, to keep it going, you know, and you need a nice customer base. We're pretty lucky where we are. We're right next to Zion National Park, which has a couple million visitors a year.
That helps out, doesn't it?
That helps out, exactly.
But the restaurant business is so much. I think people go into the restaurant business many times because they love serving people food. They like making food. They like serving people food. They like seeing them being happy, eating their food, that kind of thing. But the truth is if you're running a restaurant the right way, you don't get to see that all that much. I mean, you're back in the trenches. You know, not only getting the food out, but managing the people. And you got to watch pennies, don't you? Isn't that the key to being a successful restaurant owner? Is you got to watch your pennies?
Yeah, you do, and you know you kind of nailed it. Also, you need to be in the trenches. You need to be whether you're in the front of the house greeting people and feeding them, or you're in the kitchen. You really need to be there because if you're not, then you can't watch the pennies. You know, if you're someone that hires lots of different managers to do all the work for you, and you're not there, it's a really difficult business.
Would you say it's probably the hardest business to leave with someone else?
I'm sorry, to leave?
To leave. In other words, for you know, some businesses, you can get it established and hire good managers, and you can kind of let it run itself. But restaurants are not really like that, are they?
No, they're not, because, you know, the quality control is something that is really important, of course. You know, and once your people, your customers become used to getting food a certain way, they hate to see it change any. And if you're not there, there's really no way to tell that.
Well,
which is why it's great.
Customers of restaurants really get their feelings hurt if the way that you give them their food, the way you treat them, isn't the way they think it ought to be. They really get their feelings hurt, don't they?
They do. They absolutely do, yeah. They, you know, well, there's people that like to have it the same way every time. And right. Then there's the more adventurous people that are willing to have to try different specials and different things. And
do you think customers are more demanding than they used to be?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think the food consciousness in the whole country has risen in the last 10 or 15 years, where people are much more... they demand more of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They expect more of them.
Yeah, are they willing to pay for that, what they demand for?
Well, they are. They are. You know,
that's important, isn't it?
It is important. We run a fresh fish program at our restaurant on Thursday through Sunday nights, if the fish is still around. But Thursday we get fresh fish is flown in, and it's not cheap, you know, but we...
Yeah.
The people love it, and here we are in the middle of the desert, sort of, the southern Utah, southwestern Utah desert, and you'd think that people would be hesitant to pay $25 for a fish special, but they're not.
Now you live in a the Bitten Spur restaurant is in a pretty small town, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a town of about 350 people.
Yeah, but you have all these visitors, so that really changes the dynamic of your customer base, right?
It does, and there's no way we could do it without. It's probably a little over 2 million people a year visit Zion National Park.
Wow,
which comes out to maybe during the 6 months, 7 months that we're busy, it's about 10,000 people a day.
So besides the Bitten Spur restaurant, what's the big attraction there?
Well, it's Zion National Park.
But, I mean, what's in the park?
The park is an incredible sandstone sort of Yosemite, people say sometimes, although it's just to give some size to it. It's a canyon that has 2,000 foot sandstone walls on it, 2,000
wow.
foot cliffs. Different than the Grand Canyon where you kind of drive to the edge and look in. Zion Canyon has the road going right up the middle of it, so you can drive right up, you can get out and hike, but it is just world renowned, and probably half of our visitors, if not more, are from outside of the United States.
Right. Now, what's it like running a restaurant these days with the 21st century employee? How is it getting the right people to do the job in your restaurant?
Well, it's tough. We have our own unique problems here because of the size of the place.
You might be importing lots of customers, but you still got to work with the folks who live there, don't you?
Yeah, that's very true.
And in a town of 350. That doesn't give you a lot of people to draw from, does it?
It does not give a lot. We have a lot of seasonal workers, is what it turns down to. A lot of people that you move to the area just to be around the park and not necessarily because they're interested in working in restaurants. And, you just do the best you can with them. It's why I have a couple partners, and it's why my wife is very involved in the restaurant.
So it's a family. You've got like the double whammy there, Joe. You've got not only got partners, you actually also have family members working in the restaurant. Your wife.
Yeah, my partner.
So I mean, that's a lot of egos to manage. That's a lot of relationships to manage there, Joe. That's kind of like that's almost like the hat trick there. Stand by for a quick break. I'm going to ask Joe how he pulls all that off, and he actually sounds like he enjoys it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our new friend Joe Jennings. He and his partners own Bit and Spur Restaurant. And you ain't had it. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Looking forward to having you as one of our happy subscribers and join the throng of over 10,000 subscribers to folks that we send our letter out to every week on Sunday by email. It's free and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things you can do there on our website, jbsba.com. Broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah, and soon to go to St. George, Utah, where our guest this half hour, Joe Jennings and his partners, own another restaurant in St. George, Utah, called the Painted Pony, right, Joe?
Yes, that's correct.
And now, are they going to have any fish specials at the Painted Pony tonight?
Yeah, they sure are, uh-huh.
Because I'm going to be looking for some fish tonight. You think
well,
I might be able to get some fresh fish at the Painted Pony tonight?
Yeah, you sure will, my partner.
We'll try to look you guys up tonight. Joe, give us your website, please.
Let's see, our website is Bit and Spur at. It's bitandspur.com.
BITANDSPUR.com. Bitandspur.com.
Yes. Yeah.
And that'll get us the website for both restaurants?
No, I'm not sure about the Painted Pony. That'll just get you to the Bit and Spur. I don't know
okay.
if they've. Yeah.
All right. So now, tell us what it's like to have partners in a business.
Well, yeah, boy, in this one...
It's not easy, is it?
It's not easy, but I think in this one it's imperative in the restaurant business. You know, it's pretty common that you find, you know, usually someone who's kind of the financial backer, and then it's either the chef or somebody else who's the partner with him. Somebody
who can contribute to quality control.
Right. And we certainly couldn't do it here without partners.
What are the names of your partners?
Randall Richards and Alex Pelton.
Now, you guys get along pretty well?
We do get along really well. Alex is actually my nephew.
And
Randall and I have known each other for 25 years, probably.
So, now, you've been in the restaurant business now for 15 years, right?
20 years, actually. I've been in the business for much longer than that, but I've been at the Bit and Spur here for 20 years.
Okay. And you worked there then for 5 years before you bought it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you recently bought the Painted Pony. Now, as far as the partners are concerned, what are the challenges of working with a partner?
Well, you know, just keeping your ego in check, I think. It's really...
That's a biggie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big one. And luckily, we have enough different departments, you know, where Alex, for instance, kind of, he works... in the front, and I work in the kitchen. My wife does all the books and also works in the front. So we each have our own thing that we're in charge of.
And the other partner runs the Painted Pony?
He runs the Painted Pony, and he's the chef down there.
Right.
And his wife also works in the front of the house.
So it's a double family type of situation. Well, there's got to be a lot of trust, doesn't there, if a partnership's going to work?
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of trust, you know. In the restaurant business also particularly, there has to be a lot of trust with any of your employees because the cash is just taken in by individual people, and hopefully they're putting it all into the till.
Don't you also have to establish the common goals and make sure that you work towards those common goals? I mean, if you've got somebody pulling in one direction and somebody pulling in the other direction, those kind of partnerships don't work, do they?
They don't work, you know, and we kind of spent 5 or 6 years buying the Bit and Spur from some other guys that owned it. So for many years we did have a common goal, which was to buy the guys that didn't really want to be around anymore, to buy them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided, well, we had enough of us that we could probably do another restaurant somewhere, so we had another common goal. And now, of course, the common goal is just to keep them both going.
Is that a challenge for you guys to establish those common goals and continue to agree on them every month, every week, I mean, every year?
You know, it's not really, Jim. It's a challenge to get together and talk about it. But we're all really, really grateful that we have two great businesses and that we have an opportunity to do some meaningful work every day.
Well, one thing, your business is going well, and that cures a lot of ills, doesn't it?
Yes,
That success sort of smooths out a lot of the ego rough spots, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
But it took a lot of work to get there, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Thanks.
To us a little bit. We've got about a little less than a minute. What are the biggest challenges that you see for a small business today?
Boy, the biggest challenge I think is for family people is to juggle that between the amount of work. You know, you want to go to work every day. You want to just put everything you have into it. But when you have kids or a wife, and just juggling those two demands, I think is the biggest challenge.
And you can't, when you're starting a business like you with the kind of situation you just described. You can't be naive. You can't be uninformed about that kind of challenge, can you? Or you won't make it.
You won't make it. You know, and I realize every business demands a lot out of you, but it just seems that restaurants, in particular, are 7 days a week.
Yeah, it never ends. Hey, Joe, you did a great job today. Thank you for talking to us about this.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Enjoyed having you, and I'm looking forward to some good fish at the Painted Pony tonight.
Okay, I hope so. I hope you make it there.
Joe Jennings, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting back another day and find out how the restaurant business is going. Quick break. I'll be right back with Gene Seaver right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.